This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
9-3-0-2-8.
I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. I guess you could say it's just sort of a one state primary at a time. And now we're into Wisconsin. Yeah, the totalitarians, boy, they are really out there and they are showing themselves. I mean, in such big ways. Nothing like I've ever seen in my life. But, you know, I got to tell you, I go back a long ways with elections. I first voted in the 60s. Hello. And, you know, it was back then, my first election that I voted in was for Richard Nixon. I voted for Richard Nixon. Yeah, 1968? And that was kind of interesting. It was very interesting, actually, because of, you know, there was a war going on. In fact, I was drafted. I wasn't drafted, but I had a draft number of 133. And they were drafting above me. They it's kind of like they just skipped my number and went right on. I'll never forget that. Of course, anybody in the 60s who had a draft number and, you know, the whole Vietnam War going on, you were keenly aware of where you stood in the birth numbers of, you know, where you were. Of course, there was a lottery. You had to select a number. You know, this is something that I know everybody still has to sign up for the draft, which I think is a very good idea. But, you know, the back in the day when they were just drafting wholesale to bring you into the military and send you off to Vietnam, it was a little bit disconcerting, obviously. And, of course, it's just like anything else. When there's a war going on, you have to put your life on hold and all that. Fortunately, I did not have to do that. And I still to this day do not understand why other people with higher numbers than me were drafted. But, you know, here I am today and grateful for the service of so many of the military who served in Vietnam. I truly am. I'm very thankful and very grateful to all of our Vietnam veterans and always have been. Always have been. Come from a military family, so I understand how this whole thing plays out. Okay, but let's get back into what's going on right now. I mean, so since then, I have never seen an election like we're seeing right now. This is very, very unique in American history. And quite frankly, I do have to say it's kind of interesting for the youngers in the crowd. And by the way, I do appreciate all the youngers who listen to our radio show and who participate. It's really exciting, actually. And as I went back to CPAC, it was absolutely the most exciting moment for me in Washington, D.C., was to be amongst so many young people, young conservatives, young guns, if you will, young conservatives. I'd say 45% of the people that were there were 35 and under. Okay, so to me, you're younger, so you get it? But, you know, they have never experienced the types of topsy-turvy situation like that we're seeing right now in this election cycle. And, of course, this is this just plays right into the hand of the One World Order people. We're going to talk about that in a second. But it's just very, very chaotic times, I guess you can say, if you're taking a look at what's going on out there in the election cycle. You got Hillary Rodham Clinton and, you know, her investigation with the FBI files and all this other stuff, which we're going to talk about this hour, because we do have big news. There's very big news that's coming on that one. And we're also going to be talking about Donald Trump and the turmoil, I guess you can say, within his own election campaign. And, of course, the crisis management that is going on within the Republican Party. We're going to be definitely talking about that one. Okay, so anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.com. That's agenda21radio.com. And email me, paul@agenda21radio.com. Also, we're going to be talking about, well, Fast and Furious is back with us. And I got to tell you, little outing here going on. We've been doing a fair amount of investigating, get this word out here, you're a radio talk guy, by the way. We've been doing a lot of investigation, a prolonged investigation that has been involving Fast and Furious and other gun running, smuggling things, as you know, Benghazi, that's been since 2012. It's pretty damning evidence on the Benghazi side that Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama were smuggling guns and into Turkey by way of Turkey into Syria to ISIS to help form ISIS. They were arming up. This is something that's very well documented. And, you know, of course, they're trying to suppress this information like crazy on the Hillary Rodham Clinton side. This is information they're just trying to suppress. Now, we're going to be talking to some people that are really, 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 really big specialists, not on today's show, but probably tomorrow. We're arranging all these people to come in and talk about this whole gun running thing. So it puts it back into perspective. And again, we need to have this brought out, because people are still not hearing the message. And I mean, and of course, they're not hearing the message because the noise is so loud in other directions, like Donald Trump, you know, his statement about women being punished for abortions and all that good stuff. So it's beyond the miasma, if you will. It's beyond the miasma. That's a big word. I know some people might understand that word. It's beyond the miasma of some of the stuff that they're covering up that they don't want to have brought out. And now that you have the turmoil on the Republican side, which, by the way, is by design, the One World Order people are orchestrating all this stuff, then it's easy for people like President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton to just say, oh, there's nothing to see here in Benghazi, just move along. Even with the movie 13 Hours out there, they become quite adept at trying to change the narrative. They're desperate about changing the narrative. They must do that. So that's what we're seeing right now. Okay, so now let's talk about, well, the political chaos in the Republican Party. Now, this is something, if you've been listening to my radio show since 2012, actually, and I'll tell you the date, I'll tell you when it happened, the day after the 2012 election in which President Barack Hussein Obama was elected, it became painfully obvious that the Republican Party had totally screwed up. And we thought, I thought, deliberately at the time, it was very plain and obvious that the Republican Party, the establishment Republican, wanted to lose the election. Okay, now, everybody called me loony. I can't tell you, I've done I don't know how many shows on this, because, you know, we're 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. I have done so many shows on just what I'm about to tell you now, and now it's starting to resonate. In the term circular firing squad is finally getting out there. We have been using this term for years about the Republican Party. The Republican Party does not want to win this election. No, they're trying to do everything they can to subvert the vote away from frontrunner Donald Trump. Let's just face facts. Now, you're going to say, well, there's the Ted Cruz group. Listen, I've seen these people in action. I've seen them in action for so many years, but then going back to CPAC in Washington, D.C., and watching Grover Norquist work the people and other people in the Republican elite, if you will, it's very, very clear. They don't want to win this election. I do not think they want to win this election because, you know, Donald Trump represents blowing up the establishment. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. So now what you have is you have a Republican establishment that's got the money, got the power to control the party, and they have turned in a very vitriolic way against Donald Trump. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it was so self-evident there at CPAC. And in fact, we're going to play for you the evidence of that. It's Sean Hannity's CPAC speech on March 4th. It's the speech that I've been talking about. Now, it's a little bit edited because it's like a 40-minute speech. We're not going to go through all that stuff. But you'll get the main points. You'll get the salient points about what Sean Hannity is talking about and how party unity will beat Hillary Clinton. Now, party unity is what I'm talking about here. There's no party unity, as you know. You have the Trumps who hate the Cruz who hate the Trumps, the Kasichs who hate the Cruz and the Trumps, and you got all this hatred going on. And that's what we're going to talk about, is how to stop this hatred so we can have a unified voice against the Clintons or whoever might be the Democratic nominee, such as Joe Biden. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, party unity, which is just lacking for the most part with the Republicans. Is it by design? And my answer is absolutely yes. Okay, now, we have been positing the theory since 2012 after the embarrassment of the Mitt Romney campaign, which we were calling, Chris Street and I were calling at the time, the run-up to the Mitt Romney campaign and all that stuff. We were saying, there's something wrong with the campaign here. Mitt Romney is not confronting the president about Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. We saw that, even though the evidence was very, very clear, and even though Mitt Romney had the intelligence, the same intelligence report that the president had, which we had, actually, and we were broadcasting at the time, about Benghazi, and Romney wouldn't go there. He wouldn't go there to confront the president during the debates about the lie that he told about the videotape. He wouldn't do it. Remember the videotape about the movie about Muhammad? That was the cause. And they were going to get these guys. And, of course, Hillary met everybody, all the parents at the airport in Benghazi, about Benghazi. Met the four parents, said, oh, we're going to get the guys who made this movie, and they're going to pay the price, yada, yada, yada. She lied, she lied, she lied. Because that was never the case, because it was never about a video. In fact, she knew what the program was. She knew what the program was, and so did the president. It was a planned destruction of the Benghazi complex, if you will. The whole CIA, you know, purchasing the guns and purchasing the weapons that Gaddafi had and so on. You got to remember, it was the president and Hillary Rodham Clinton working together that destabilized the Middle East. Remember the 2009 speech by the president in Cairo? He set all that in motion. Read the speech. It is so blatantly obvious that was what his mission was. You see, when you have the president who's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, I mean, you can't deny that, guys. I don't care what anybody says any longer. You just have to face the facts. He's a Muslim in the White House. Like we say, ISIS and Al-Qaeda headquarters is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and have been for a long time. No one wants to talk about that. No, nobody in the mainstream media wants to talk about that. No, they're trying to suppress that like crazy. But people in the intelligence services, in the military, they all know what's going on. They all know what's going on. People in the street in Washington know this is what's going on. Had interesting conversations with people in Washington around the memorial and so on. It's very, very interesting, the conversations. They know what's going on in the White House. They know there's a Muslim in the White House. And he's here to destroy this country. It's pretty obvious. You know, but the general media won't say that. Of course not, because they're in bed with the president. You just have to kind of face that. So, anyway, the fix was in with Romney. And we lost the election. Hello? He was so limp-wristed, so weak as a candidate. It was pathetic. So, the fix was in. Now, we get up to 2016, here we are. Now, what do we have going on? We have a strong person. I don't care where you stand on Trump. I'll put the disclaimer out. I don't care where you stand on Cruz or anybody. We have a strong personality. someone who's shaken up the so-called establishment Republicans, and the public has gone nuts because the establishment Republicans have been served notice. After the 2014 election and debacle afterwards, Paul Ryan, by the way, Paul Ryan is being challenged in the primaries. People in Wisconsin are going to try and primary him out. That's how bad this is. Paul Ryan being booed in Donald Trump's speeches yesterday. They mentioned Paul Ryan, or Trump did. He got booed. The name Paul Ryan comes up, his name is roundly booed. And it surprised Trump. The establishment has been put on notice by the public, but by the way, the establishment doesn't care about you. And doesn't care about who they're going to put in play there. Now, this is I'm telling you, this is a big moment in American history, because if, in fact, I gotta tell you, I think they equally, the establishment, even though all the establishment is now rushed behind Ted Cruz because he's the next one who could topple or take delegates away from Donald Trump, and he may do it here in Wisconsin, but he's the one that they're all supporting. You have Mitt Romney. Oh, Jeb Bush endorsing Ted Cruz. If that doesn't shake the bejesus out of you, I don't know what does. But I have a feeling that they don't even want Ted Cruz, even though they're endorsing him. They're just trying to shuffle the deck chairs on the Titanic around, as far as they're concerned, to bump Trump out. Or to make it so there's going to be, at the convention, a contested convention, when Trump does not have enough delegates. And then all of a sudden, it all becomes back room. Break out the cigars and the scotch. And everybody's going to make a deal. Delegates are going to go all over this place, all over the place. You're going to have three and four rounds. If it gets to a fourth round, it won't be Trump. Who will it be? Oh, John Boehner. Who does he want? He's floating the name Paul Ryan. And, of course, Kasich is just playing. You know, what Kasich is he's an anchor. There's no way he's going to be selected anything. And the establishment has Kasich in there for a reason, to take delegates away from Trump, and also to take away from Cruz. You see, Cruz hasn't quite... I think Cruz has figured this one out. You see, when you really take a look at who the establishment likes, they really don't like Cruz either. So here's my point. As you get closer to the election, as, let's say, Cruz starts to catch up, maybe even get as many delegates as... Well, I don't think that's going to happen. As many delegates as Trump, but it's really close, and Trump is denied the number of delegates, 1,237, I think is the number. He gets 1,200. Let's say he gets 1,100 when he goes into the convention. Well, you know, those delegates are free at that point in time to say, look, you didn't, and the party rules are, we have to go back and select with the delegates. And we have to come up with a brokered convention. That's what they're going to do. And that's the plan. That's when people like Mitt Romney step up. Let's run Mitt Romney. Now listen, any way you put it, if they're going to take out Trump, and then they will take out Cruz. This is my point. You Cruzites out there, you Cruisers, they're going to take him out too. Don't you see that? The last thing they want is somebody like Ted Cruz in there. You see, one of the things I discovered at CPAC is that the hatred toward Trump was palpable. And it was all being cheerled by Fox News commentators such as Katie Pavlich. And, you know, of course, the anti-Trumpsters such as Mark Levin and Glenn Beck and his cronies that are out there. They're appearing on Fox News all the time now with Megyn Kelly, of course. They're so hateful. And Katie Pavlich, I don't care what you say, she is an absolute hater. She has lost all perspective as a reporter. I have no respect for her because she's team hate. Now, what I'm talking about here is the objectification of the candidates. You need to understand something. Cruz is a conservative. I believe that. And I said early on, I said, I'd love to see, this is what I said, I'd love to see a Trump-Cruz ticket. That was way before, because back in the day, and this is getting to my point, back in the day, when we had 17 candidates, I thought, wow, this is really a strong conservative group of people up there for the most part. And then, of course, the circular firing squad took effect. The Priebus principle took effect. Rance Priebus, who brought us the absolute debacle of the 2012 debates. Remember that we had a million debates with a million Republicans and the taking out of somebody like Newt Gingrich. Remember that? Maybe you don't remember that. Paul Ryan worked so effectively with Rance Priebus to take him out. Newt Gingrich remembers that. You betcha. You bet Newt Gingrich remembers that. What do you think? He's on Fox News trumping it because he wants to put it back in their face. He remembers that. But the circular firing squad began with Rance Priebus. Now, this is something that we've been talking about since 2012. It was a setup in 2012. It's a setup in 2016. The Rance Priebus, who was selected after 8 ballots in January of 2011, who was brokered, if you will, by Grover Norquist, Mr. Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer himself, to get rid of Michael Steele, the winner of the 2010 election cycle. Not only a winner, landslide. They can't have that winning going on in the Republican Party. No, we want to get the Priebus principle in play. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com. Email me, Paul, at agenda21radio.com. And, okay, so let's talk about CPAC. And let's talk about the Priebus Principle. The Priebus Principle is a circular firing squad. And I just coined that, the Priebus Principle. I just wrote it down, Priebus Principle, just another one of those things that we come up here creatively at Agenda 21 Radio. Priebus Principle is this. You get as many candidates as possible, and you set up as many debates as possible. And what you do is you overexpose the candidates because, one, there's so many of them, and two, well, there's so many debates. So you overexpose them. You dilute them down. You dilute their message down, each one of them. First, you start with diluting the message. That's in numbers. In other words, this last election cycle that we're going through right now, the current one, I should say, we had 17 candidates. Delusion. We're diluting right there. Get it? We're diluting the message of each and every one of them. So what is the message coming from the Republican Party, people would ask early on? Like, what is the question? So rather than seeing true conservative values come out of these candidates or see how they've changed and evolved as candidates, their message is diluted. Get it? Now, this is where Donald Trump came in so brilliantly, because he recognized this, and so did his people around him. They recognized and they understood the Priebus principle that I'm talking to you about. That's why he came in like a bowling ball. and that's why he shook everything up. He just started systematically eliminating the field. Think about that. He systematically has eliminated the field. That delusion has gone away. So the Priebus principle doesn't apply here with Donald Trump. I mean, he's taken it away from Priebus and others. That's why Priebus was so anxious to go. See, they recognized Grover Norquist. See, Grover Norquist is famous for getting people to sign contracts, you know, just tax contract, tax on America or whatever, no taxes for America contract, that he goes around and he touts himself because he's got some political clout in because of the Saudi connections and so on in Washington, D.C. If a new Republican comes in, either a senator or a member of the House, if they don't sign the contract of no taxation, then they're toast. That's the way it's couched to them, basically. So that everybody signs up this contract Grover Norquist and his lobbying firm has put out there as a conservative, because he's a conservative. Conservative in my rear. So Rance Priebus, though, realizing, and the Republican establishment realizing, you know, this Donald Trump guy has taken, well, he, you know, the guy who nobody thought was ever going to get traction and get legs in it under his campaign all of a sudden has it. So what did they do? They moved quickly to get him to sign a contract. Grover Norquist, thank you very much. And said, oh, contract, you will not start a third party if you run as a Republican, and Donald signed it. And I thought to myself, initially, why did he sign it? Then I thought to myself, brilliant, absolutely sign it. Because Donald knew a contract, and he knew that, you know, it's the Republicans who have the issue, not me. And he knew that. And that didn't settle in with the Republicans until after a while, when people started with the dialogue, well, why did he sign it? And then they started realizing, well, Republicans, you have to follow the same contract, that you'll be loyal to him if he's the candidate. And now all of that is unraveled now, hasn't it? Why? Because the establishment Republicans have not been loyal to Donald. Because they've gone systematically, as these candidates, as he has slayed the dragon, so to speak, all these candidates. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not real pleased in a lot of sense, because I like a lot of these people. I like Rand Paul. I'm a Rand Paul fan. Boy, did he go quick. Jeb Bush did not like. No. Boy, and did they go in reverse with him? Establishment? Now Jeb is supporting Ted Cruz. See, they're desperate to stop Donald. More desperate now than ever before, and they have violated the contract that he signed. He knows that contract, that he's not going to start a third party and all that stuff. And you know, of course, everybody's holding to, we must endorse the candidate. No, none of them now are endorsing anybody. You got Kasich, he's not going to endorse Trump. You got Cruz, he's not going to endorse Trump. You got Trump, he's not going to endorse Cruz. He wouldn't endorse the candidate. So you see, the contract violation perceived by Trump is very real. Now, this has shocked the Priebus principle, because you have a clear front runner they did not want. But the circular firing squad has had an effect. And this is why I say the circular firing squad is sort of a delayed reaction, is hurting the Republican Party and Republican brand more than Donald Trump could ever hope to. Because people understand the disloyalty that's being displayed by, well, the longtime establishment Republicans, which has been there for a long time. It's been there. The place where I first saw it really big was in 1976 with Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan. That's classic. And those of you that are younger, weren't born then, don't understand that. We've been here, done this before with the well, with the establishment Republicans. And even before that, I can remember the 64 elections with Goldwater and George Romney, Mitt Romney's dad, doing the same thing of stabbing in the back Barry Goldwater. Yeah, the presidential candidate for the Republicans at the time, absolutely stabbing him in the back. That's one of the reasons why he lost so big. Of course, the sentiment for Kennedy's assassination carried Johnson to the presidency. There's no question about that. So you have this establishment mentality that has been so negative, and it's being groomed, if you will, the anti-Trump establishment mentality, by news organizations and outlets. And we saw this at CPAC. It was just wide open at CPAC, the hatred. And really, it was kind of interesting because they didn't want, even though it's a conservative group, they say they're conservative, but it's really run by the establishment. CPAC is run by the establishment. It's the establishment's money. They say, oh, yeah, we're conservative. It's not that at all. And, of course, you have all the radio personalities that have run up and started to endorse everybody, and you get that little squabble going on. And that creates quite the focus of vitriol towards the candidates. And I say, watch out, Cruz, because this same group of people will turn on you, even though they're endorsing you right now. It's going to happen if Trump is out and you're in, because they don't want you. They're going to get to the brokered convention. They don't want you either. You're just a tool right now, Cruz. And now the only way to save that is unity. And the only way to do that is to get people talking again amongst themselves and conservatives. What should happen is candidates who have been burnished by the establishment, by Priebus, and people who should be looking further downstream, such as Ted Cruz, rather than the desperate look that he's got going on all the time, need to work together. Party unity. What a concept. When we come back, we're going to play the classic, I think it'll become a classic, Hannity CPAC speech. And you'll get my drift. It was seen by Hannity himself. And by the way, Hannity is now using circular firing squad. Isn't that interesting? Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you get the feeling that we're about to take our country back? Do you get that feeling? Do you get the feeling after eight long, difficult, hard years that this is the year? Do you get the feeling? You don't get the feeling. Keep drinking, you'll feel better. Do you get the feeling that the possibility of American greatness can come back to the forefront? I love all of you in this room. You know why? Because everybody here in this room, when you made your decision to pick your candidate, you studied them, you listened to them, you watched them debate, you heard them, you've watched them over the years, and you have emotionally and spiritually in your solar plexus, you made a choice. You made a choice, and you believe in that person. The problem is at the end of this process, only one person is going to be the winner. And what I'm worried about here tonight is that if your candidate doesn't win, that some of you are going to be angry and emotional that your guy lost. And some of you are going to want to pout. And some of you are going to go on TV and radio and call my show and say, I can't support that guy. And then what's going to happen is you are giving half a vote to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, we are at a point in the process that if you don't like who the two leaders are, we have 14 of 15 states this year have gone to insurgent candidates, Cruz and Trump. There is a reason for that. Republicans have been weak, they have been timid, they have been feckless, they have been visionless, and they broke their word to us. In 2010, the Republican Party said that they would repeal and replace Obamacare. Why does Ted Cruz win four big states? Why does he have in second place? Because Ted Cruz, unlike his colleagues in the Senate, in the House, he was willing to use the power of the purse to defund Obamacare. And we appreciate the fact that he kept his word and was willing to fight. Now, in 2014, weren't we promised something? We were promised that they'd stop executive immigration. They ended up funding executive amnesty. So we have every right to be angry, annoyed, frustrated. We feel betrayed. Here's what I don't want to have happen, and I want you all to think about this, and I'm not telling you to make a decision tonight. You don't have to make a decision now. As I said, this is my 30th year on radio. It's my 20th year on the Fox News channel. And I can tell you this. I don't care if you support Trump, Cruz, Rubio, or Kasich. I got it. Any one of them are better than Hillary Clinton. You see, we know what Hillary Clinton and the Democrats are going to do in the next election. Well, I'm going to tell you what the game plan is. Republicans are racist. Lie. Republicans are engaged in a war on women. I see a lot of women here. Lie. Republicans are homophobic. That's a lie. Republicans They want dirty air and dirty water. Lie. Republicans want every grandmother in a wheelchair to be thrown over a cliff. Lie. Republicans are stealing from the poor people in this country. Lie. So we know what their game plan is. What I reject right now is this. I didn't like, and I have great respect for Governor Romney. I'm not here to say anything negative about him. I think he would have been a great president. I was proud that I supported him, but I wish he would have been as strong against Barack Hussein Obama as he was today. And here is the problem. The same establishment that didn't stop Obama's agenda. The same establishment is now out there calling the front runner in this race. And by the way, let's be honest here. They don't like Cruz and they don't like Trump. That's just a fact. True or false? True. And what they're really saying is they don't like how you're voting because 14 out of the 15 votes have gone to Cruz and Trump. I don't like the Republican establishment spreading lies about the KKK when we know it's a lie. I don't like them spreading lies and sounding like Hillary Clinton's campaign against any of our candidates. That has to stop tonight.
Yeah, that was part of the speech. You got about 4 or 5 minutes of that speech there. It's a long speech. It goes about 40 minutes in. Hannity just did a fantastic job, and I totally 100% agree with Hannity. 100% all in. I'm telling you, with the whole Fox thing, Fox News, yada yada. I was about 75% on Sean Hannity. I totally was. Now I'm 110% on Sean Hannity. His speech was fantastic, and guess what? He was spot on about those Republicans, wasn't he? About the establishment Republicans, you know, when they joined forces with Hillary Clinton and the One World Order people, you know there's something really wrong. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, Sean Hannity just knocked him out at CPAC. You can look at that video. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio. The whole thing. Not the entire 45 minutes, but it's considerable. And you'll get the high points of what he's talking about there. Party unity is essential. And the whole circular firing squad, ladies and gentlemen, once you understand what they've done, and it's created such a backlash now, you can see that. No one's really liking the candidates, period. I mean, seriously, that's what it comes to. The people are fed up with they're fed up, actually, with the establishment Republicans, and now that's all spilled over to the candidates themselves. They're tainted. The candidates are tainted. And you heard what he said about Cruz and Trump. That's why I say when you come down to what's going to happen in Cleveland, and if it's going to be a brokered convention, Cruz is out. They're not going to put Cruz in there. They won't put Trump either. Come on. It's all about getting rid of them because, you see, they appeal to the masses. And the establishment Republican playing along with Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Democrats and Bernie Sanders, the cartels, the One World Order people, all the people who want to, well, the China lobby, all the people who want to destroy and dismember and dismantle America. Yeah, they're all in on the great hate for the conservative Republicans. You need to wake up, people. You need to wake up. We need to bring this party back together again. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com, and email me at paul@agenda21radio.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.